U.S. immigration policies have left migrants and asylum seekers waiting in Mexico for months or years, often in precarious situations. To ease the strain for these people, one binational group has turned to fiber arts to help. From the Fronteras desk in Mexico, KJZZ's Kendall Blust brings us this story about artisans beyond borders.
It's a warm, sunny afternoon in Nogales, Sonora, when Valerie Lee James steps out of her car at the Casa de la Misericordia Migrant Shelter, a 2-acre compound built on a hillside overlooking the city and in the distance, the U.S.-Mexico border wall. In a small room filled with sewing machines, yarn, and stacks of embroidery hoops, migrant women and a few men make traditional arts. They're embroidering cloths and weaving clothing they can sell in the United States.
Cecilia, mi maestra.
Today, shelter director Alma Angelica Macias, known by all as Sister Lika, draws everyone's attention to Cecilia.
Oh my Lord.
You made it.
She's weaving a traditional garment in vibrant shades of yellow, red, orange, and blue on a backstrap loom. Soon, everyone is watching as she uses long sticks to guide threads into cloth. She and her three children fled their home in a rural, mountainous area of Guerrero in southern Mexico last July. Like so many others, they've been barred from asylum in the United States because of policies that have largely suspended the right to seek refuge at the U.S.-Mexico border. We're calling Cecilia and other asylum seekers only by their first names for their safety.
Yo estoy llorando mucho todos los días.
Cecilia says she cries often since she arrived here.
Yo no dormí bien. La noche.
She struggles to sleep. The stress is hard to bear. She hopes to reach safety with relatives in California, but in the meantime, she's been weaving.
Sí, puro de este. A mí me gusta este.
She says she enjoys it. Weaving helps her support her family and has been an escape from her many worries. That reprieve is part of the mission of the binational nonprofit Artisans Beyond Borders, which James founded in 2019.
So we, as volunteer arts facilitators, went where we were needed. We went to the streets.
At the time, the Trump administration was expanding the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, to cities along the U.S. border. It forced people seeking asylum in the U.S. to wait in Mexico, sometimes in deadly situations.
And suddenly, we had thousands of people in the streets because people could not petition for asylum.
Many of those waiting couldn't find space in Nogales' few shelters. Artisans Beyond Borders volunteers began setting up card tables outdoors, and hundreds of migrants would gather to embroider traditional cloths known as mantas or servilletas. James, an artist and clinical art therapist, has been drawn to the colorful cloths since the early 2000s when she started to find them in the desert near Amado.
We were increasingly, over the years, really haunted by what we found.
She calls them precious heirlooms, carried among the few belongings migrants took with them when they crossed the border, perhaps stitched by a wife, mother, or daughter. Now, Artisans Beyond Borders provides waiting asylum seekers with materials to embroider and weave similar pieces. About 75 of those mantas are currently part of an exhibition touring the United States.
It really brings attention to what's happening at the border in a very kind of down-home, personal, familial way.
Esmeralda is one of the migrant artisans who contributed to the exhibition. I reached her at her home in Ohio.
Aprendí a hacerlo ahí en Nogales, a bordarlo en Nogales.
Esmeralda learned to embroider during the more than 18 months she and her family spent waiting in Nogales. Then last year, she and her family were able to make it to Ohio.
Cada vez estaba más lejos de mi pueblo, de mi gente.
She says it's been difficult moving farther and farther from her home, and her family, still waiting for their asylum claims to be processed, is not yet able to work. So she keeps embroidering, selling what she can at church events and through Artisans Beyond Borders.
Cuando me pongo a bordar, siento que toda mi tristeza se acaba.
When she's embroidering, she says, her sorrows subside. That's true for some of the women still quietly stitching at the Casa de la Misericordia shelter in Nogales.
Esta la quiero dejar aquí cuando me vaya.
Evelia fled north to the border with her husband and three children last July after facing threats and extortion at home. Today, she's embroidering a manta she'll leave with the shelter when she's eventually able to reunite with family in Oregon. Staying in Mexico, she says, isn't an option for her family.
Ya no podemos regresar. También en nuestra casa.
So for now, she sews to speed the wait. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, reporting from Nogales.